time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for January 21st. Holidays today. It's National Hugging Day. It should be every day. And wait a second. National Hugging Day. And I just closed it by accident. And Squirrel Appreciation Day. Birthdays today. 82 is the age of Ivan Putski, still kicking. And Maurice, Mrs. Mizanin is 40 today, and I only hate to give out ladies' birthdays, but is it Maurice, a gorgeous 40, we'll say. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Stone Slight, Empire Culver, Anderson Roller Derby, want to be a skater, officiate Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby, Flower City Fears, F-L-O-U-R. Flower City Fears, the men's team in Rochester. Come on and join us. We're starting up with boot camp on February 5th. Yeah, Super Bowl Sunday. So come on out. Check it out. Hey, welcome to the show today. I'm your humble host, The Cash Man. I'm joined by DC Dan Cole from North Carolina. Good morning, DC.
Good morning.
And Danger Boy from Gates, New York. Danger, how are you doing today?
Can't complain. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sure we'll be joined by the RT soon. He had a busy night last night with ESW. But, you know, I'm hoping we'll see him. But welcome to the show. You know, I mean, it's kind of a bummer show, but it'll start off as a bummer at least. But, you know, we have to tell the news and what's going on this past week. And we've got a lot of things to talk about today. You know, I mean, a week from today is the Royal Rumble. You know, used to be still, to some of us still is our favorite pay-per-view, but that's a week from today. Raw 30th is this Monday. We'll talk about that a little bit. Some Rock news you might not like. We had a return last night of the Firefly.
Some Rock news you might not like by a guy who admitted he got worked by everybody a couple of days ago. So.
Oh, yeah? I don't believe it. I mean, I do believe it because, you know, I don't know. Rock's going through some tough times with this Black Adam. You know, he's still coming out and defending.
Which means he's got to rejuvenate his image.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if going back to wrestling is going to do it or not. You know, he probably's got a lineup of movies ready, but we'll talk about it. And, of course, we have to start the show by talking about the passing of Jay Briscoe this past week, Jammin' Pew from Delaware. I don't know if you've heard the news. I mean, it was – everyone talked about it on TV. It was mentioned everywhere. You got a nice graphic on AEW Dynamite this past Wednesday. The NXT announcers mentioned it on Tuesday. And if you hadn't heard, he was in a terrible car accident on Tuesday, age 38. Jay Briscoe, half holder of the tag team, Ring of Honor tag teams at the moment. Tony Khan announced via social media that he had died in a car accident Tuesday afternoon. His two girls were with him in the car. They're still still in critical condition in the hospital. Pretty vicious, seriously scary, unbelievably. Two both drivers died in the accident. Just really, really a terrible loss for the wrestling world. And what'd you guys think about when you heard about it? I mean, I know that we've never had the Briscoes on the show, but we've seen them wrestle a lot of times. I know I've seen them a lot of times in Ring of Honor, a staple in Ring of Honor from the time Ring of Honor was actually televised at times. You know, I mean, before when they were just DVDs, I think that's when they started. They were just kids. Mark,
they started from the start.
Yeah, they were they were 18 and 19, I think, when they first started, you know, Mark and Jay.
18 and 16.
16. Well, you know, we want to tell
Mark couldn't wrestle in certain states. Like when they came to New York, Mark wasn't allowed to wrestle because he wasn't old enough. He had to be 18.
Yeah, and they were football players, right? I think that's what it was. They were football players who, you know, who wanted to be wrestlers, you know, when they were in high school and stuff. So, but yeah, they were there from the beginning. I mean, 38 is young. I mean, that's, you know, and for 20 being there 20 years, it's just a terrible loss to Ring of Honor and to the wrestling world. And I don't know. How about you, DC? I know DC had a great picture with both Mark and Jay when they were champs, when they came to, where was it? Port Hope, New York, or something like that.
I don't even remember where it was. Yeah. I just remember it was the Ring of Honor show they were running. Again, I don't know, somewhere well west of where you're currently residing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my only ever, you know, personal interaction with them. But, you know, Mark and Jay both just were both incredibly humble. Like, we're happy to be around the fans, happy to do whatever they could for them. But yeah, like you said, 38 too young. Pretty sure 38, younger than anybody currently on the clinic right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
yeah. Yeah.
That's terrible.
It is. And it, you know, and, I mean, we'll hear more details as it comes out, but it's just a terrible tragedy. I know his daughter, one daughter had to have like surgery, and the other one, I mean, it was just, you know, they were, it was a bad, terrible accident. I mean, it was bad enough. They closed the school the next day, that those kids went to. And, you know, and, we did get a really good, a mention by, I mean, I know that a lot of people are like kind of poo pooing on Tony Khan because he owns Ring of Honor, and two, he owns AEW, and two and three, he has a national audience. Excalibur did, you know, squeeze in a lot about Jay Briscoe when he could, but
that wasn't Tony Khan's decision.
No.
And that's one thing I kind of wanted to go to, because it's like, it was just because of one tweet sent 12 years ago by Jay, you know, made the rule that they couldn't be on AEW TV. And you know, and he even apologized for it. You know, he was very apologetic for it. It's just, unfortunately, you know, our new social medias, you know, because we missed out on seeing an incredible performer. This guy was champion of Ring of Honor when they were in their probably a really down cycle. They needed somebody in that company because so many people had been picked off of that company and sent to WWE and other places. And it's like, he was the Iron Man in the company, and I loved his run as champion. I mean, you know, I always saw him as, you know, I mean, they were, him and his brother were very, very violent, you know, tag team wrestler. And I mean, you know, he was very safe, but, you know, very, you know, the appearance of violence in the matches, and he was very good as a champion, you know. And it's just a real sad loss. And it's like, do you remember Danger? I mean, it's tough to watch Ring of Honor back then because it's hard to find where they were, but they were televised. You could find videos online, YouTube.
Oh yeah. They leaned on him, and he more than rose to the occasion. I mean, both as a singles champion, as tag champs. I mean, they just had that great trio of matches with FTR that were fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a real shame that Warner Media would not allow a tribute show to happen, but they'll promote a show that happened right afterwards, whose owner slapped his wife in the face on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
You know, and the show is obviously causing people to get concussions. People are getting knocked out. They're slapping each other in the face. You're going to promote that, but you won't allow people who are literally grieving, who are very upset, to celebrate the life of one of their friends. Yeah. That's disgusting to me.
Yeah, you know, I agree. And DC?
Oh, shit. Danger nailed it.
Yeah, it's hard to dispute that because it's the truth, you know? And it's like, and what we don't know, I mean, if you had, you know, since we couldn't see it, but it's, they did record a tribute show to Jay Briscoe after the taping of, or after Wednesday's Dynamite. And I'm not really sure what happened. I don't know if it's available yet. I know it's going
to
be free.
It's not available yet. It's going to be on Honor Club. And they're also, the next pay-per-view is going to be part tribute show. And they're going to do more tribute matches as well that will be available on Honor Club. The pay-per-view won't be available for free, but everything they taped on Wednesday, and I think another taping they're going to do, is going to be available for free for everybody.
And I believe they said in addition to being on Honor Club, it will be on YouTube.
Yeah, that's okay. Good, good. Cause it's like, I know that I read that that's what they were doing as soon as they finished it up Wednesday. I know they had to do also, did they tape Rampage for last night? Yeah, I was going to say, because they were picking on people in the audience again. I remember them from the show before, but it was like, yeah, they had Rampage last night. But yeah, it's just a real sad situation. And I mean, you know, it happens in daily life in every aspect. You know, I mean, it happens with people you know live next door happening, stuff like that, you know. So it's just real sad when it's like this guy, you know, I mean, you know, was I Tony Khan loved him and wish he could have done, you know, more with them on AEW because, you know,
I haven't found a single person who interacted with him who didn't love him. I mean, if you look at the fundraiser that was started for the family by one of their friends and look at just the names of people and everybody, just the outpourings of love. And it's every walk of life. It's people that don't get along. They just transcended all that stuff. And there was no bounds to how many people enjoyed them and enjoyed their work.
Yeah. You're right. There's a lot of love and there's a lot of love. You know, I mean, just the tributes that came out after that from, you know, people telling stories about, you know, how welcoming they were when they first came into the company. I think Rollins gives Jay Briscoe credit for his very first contract in the world of pro wrestling. You know, there was, you know, it's just real sad. And it's like, and I'm hoping his daughters are okay out of it. I know one of them had spinal surgery and is starting to regain feeling.
Last I had heard, they were both in stable condition. So that's a bonus.
Yeah, it's still, but yeah, and there is a fundraiser out there too. Maybe I'll post it up on the, our Facebook page later. And you know, just because, I mean, you know, also he was a dad, he had three kids and a wife and they still got to continue on, you know, and hopefully live off the money he was making, I'm sure, you know, but also there's a lot of costs in life, you know, and it's like, I'm just kind of bummed that we never got to see them on a national platform. That's another big bummer because we had seen them a lot. And I know George is saying he never was a fan. Okay. I understand that, but it's like, if you watch the growth of this company, there's only a couple people who've been there since day one through that company. And those guys were, you know, founding fathers, you know, no wonder they're the first people to go in the Ring of Honor Hall of Fame when they announced that, you know, of course they are, you know? So it's just a real sad situation. And, you know, I've never, like I said, I haven't heard really too many details. I think I did post in our news, the police, I'll read what it says. Delaware State Police are investigating a fatal accident resulting in the death of two people on January 17th at approximately 5:09, 2018 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 was traveling westbound on Laurel Road, just west of Goose Nest Road. At the same time, a 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 2500 was traveling eastbound on Laurel Road in the same vicinity. For unknown reasons, the driver of the Silverado 1500 pickup failed to remain in her lane, cross the center line, and enter the eastbound lane of Laurel Road directly into the path of the Silverado 2500. This resulted in head-on collision between the two pickup trucks in the eastbound lane. The driver of the Silverado 1500, identified as 27-year-old Lillian Terahan of Frankfort, Delaware, was wearing her seatbelt. The driver of the Silverado 2500, identified as 38-year-old Jamin Poo of Laurel, Delaware, not wearing his seatbelt. Both drivers were pronounced dead at the scene. The two passengers in Pugh's pickup truck, identified as 12-year-old daughter and 9-year-old daughter, were both properly restrained. Both girls were taken to an ambulance to an area hospital and were admitted in critical condition. So that's all the information we have so far. They also said they are continuing to do investigate it. So it's still a police investigation going on right now. I'm just scared that maybe the 27-year-old had a heart attack or something and lost control And that's what happened. And it's just like that. So just hug, you know, today's National Hugging Day. I mentioned it earlier. Hug your loved ones, please. Hug them, you know, because you don't ever know when you're never going to get the chance again, you know, much like Jay Briscoe's wife, you know. So it is really pretty sad. And hopefully, sorry, I don't mean to be a downer. We're going to pick up and talk about other things from wrestling. But, you know, it's something I'm not going to forget for a long time. I mean, you know, it really is. He really made that big a mark, you know, in the world of professional wrestling. And it's like, and
I'm also very, very thankful that NXT changed their plans that night for a segment they had. And they were very classy and paid their respects to Jay Briscoe, even though he was never part of the company.
Never. Yeah.
But they canceled a funeral segment they were going to do. Cause that would have looked really bad. And I mean, the timing, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it started coming out around 6:37 or whatever. So they did that on a dime. And then also they had Michael Cole said something yesterday on SmackDown, which was, you know, it's classy. They never worked for the WWE. They almost had a tryout for him. That aforementioned tweet was what cost him that.
Yeah.
Back, but that was 12 years ago when that happened.
Yeah.
But, you know, they held such regards. I mean, and a lot of people that work in WWE work with them in Ring of Honor. And, you know, you saw the Viking Raiders or War Machine wearing the armbands for them boys yesterday.
Kevin Owens as well had the J band on, you know, last night. I mean, if you saw the end of SmackDown last night, that was, you know, I mean, if you were in the crowd, that was nuts. You know, Kevin Owens just taking out the entire bloodline. But the whole time, you could, clear as day, you could see Jay on his arm. So I'm glad that I hate when a 2-hour show builds up a contract signing, you know, and then, you know, with 10 minutes left in the show, they start it. And it's like, oh, this is just, or no, actually, it wasn't even 10 minutes. It was like it was 3 minutes left in the show, you know.
At least they did something different with it this time.
Yeah, no, I love it because not one word was said, just everybody was beat up, you know. And even, Kevin Owens had wonderful things to say. And it's really, yeah. And, you know, I love that about WWE since Vince McMahon wasn't in charge of what was on TV, because they also did a shout out to Don West when he passed away, and Don West was an Impact, you know, and, you know, so, you know, I'm glad that they, you know, acknowledge, you know, and there's so many people that come up through the business that have come up through the Briscoes that are in the, you know, in main events everywhere, you know, so it's just a sad situation. So, and you know, we send our best with his family. Like I said, I'll post it up when we get done with the show on the Facebook page. So if you want to send out, you know, support their way, definitely do it. But that was a kind of a bummer in the, you know, the beginning of the week. It's like when Danger posted it in our little chat, it's like, what? You know, it's just, you know, you wouldn't think that, because it's like those guys, you know, they were just them boys, as they say, farm boys, you know, but they loved wrestling, and that's what they wanted to do their whole life. And he got to do it his whole professional life. So, reach for the sky. That's right. And it's, you know, it's a sad situation, but so we got to talk about some other stuff now. And it's like, you know, and I mean, you guys can post what you think about those guys if you want in the message chat room. We're also going to do our painies eventually today. I wrote up a list. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to show you.
I was just going to say, for what it's worth.
Yeah, that's, you know what? I think that's going to win automatically. I don't care if we put a vote to it or not. That's mine too. The dog collar match, you know? So, we're going to do our painties, but, you know, before we get to that point, maybe the artiste will be joining us a little bit later. You know, he does have the link unless he's like locked out. I haven't seen any messages yet. So, but, there's a few things we want to talk about. Let's talk about we've got the Royal Rumble coming up a week from today. So it seems like the world will be focusing on what's going on in WWE. This is going to dictate WrestleMania, you know, I mean, and it's a week from now. And the news I just posted, and Danger's telling me it was from an unreliable source, but
a source that got proven unreliable earlier this week.
Okay, I will just say
last week, but
yeah, I will just say that I'll read the news piece, and then we'll talk about this for a second. It says WWE legend Dwayne The Rock Johnson has reportedly indicated that he will not be ready to go for WrestleMania 39. And the rumored match with undisputed WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns. Rock has indicated if this was put out just for us to say it, and then when we turn on the pay-per-view next week, The Rock shows up at the end, please disregard. I'll just say this is a quote-unquote rumor. I'll put it in quotations. Rock has indicated he won't have time to get in that kind of shape. Yeah, if you follow him on Instagram, you think he's like, yeah, he's not in 100% shape all the time anyways. He is.
Just remember, Steve Austin said the same exact thing last year.
Yeah, he said he would not be able to get into shape to do a main event match with Reigns, but he did keep the door open for something in the future. Rock Rapoli said he would need to have training time to be able to get into ring shape, and that is an issue with the busy schedule. It's possible Rock will change his mind, but that would have to be within the next few days, since WWE has a deadline for WrestleMania plans to be decided on as they get closer to the Royal Rumble, which, like I said, is a week from today. It's also possible the Rock return is set for WrestleMania, but being kept a secret from everyone. It was known that I would hate for them to just have him show up on WrestleMania and do it. You know, that would be terrible. I mean, it was great when Cody Rhodes did it last year, you know, but I think he couldn't do it until WrestleMania. I think that's how, you know, remember he was sitting out.
Well, they kept him off. But everyone knew that it was going to be Cody.
It was the worst kept secret.
Yeah. So
just maybe, like The Rock, they've been wanting The Rock to headline this WrestleMania out in LA for 4 years.
Yeah, since they announced it. Yeah. So, and it seems logical that I'm just befed a little bit of a fake story, or maybe they're just trying to draw up some interest going into next weekend. But Danger, you say now, who is it? This is from Dave Meltzer's, right?
Yeah, Dave Meltzer.
I don't care calling out. I don't call. Yeah, because I saw that Trinity or Naomi had posted something that he had posted about her having, you know, re-signing the biggest contract of her life, and then she posted it was fake. she
misread what the news was, first off. So she's posting that something's fake that she didn't understand.
Okay.
Because it was previous that her contract was coming up when she walked out and that she was set to sign a big deal then, and she thinks they're talking about, like, yesterday.
Oh, okay. Okay. So,
but Meltzer got caught posting that someone was the booker for Dragon Gate, I believe it was, after he was told repeatedly by people who would know and people who worked for the company that it wasn't this guy. He got one person that told him it was. So he kept going with it until, like, they had to come out and say something.
Really? He just,
But there's multiple people, like, not necessarily the best sources themselves, and like Bischoff, who said we used to feed stuff to people, to feed to Meltzer, throw them off all the time, and people in WWE said we do this all the time. You know, if we want him to believe one thing, we'll let him believe one thing.
Yeah.
And then obviously he gets his one-sided stories on the Punk deal from his buddies Jericho and the Bucks.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think also he's tight with Steve Austin now too. You know, I mean, he's seems to you know, be popping up together on shows recently. So, you know, they have in the past, at least.
And speaking of Steve Austin, I wouldn't be surprised if he's at WrestleMania either. That guy is now in immaculate shape.
Yeah.
He started working out and said he was out of shape a couple weeks ago or whatever. And when he's like, oh, I'm not getting ready to wrestle or whatever. That dude is jacked now.
Yeah. Oh, I think that maybe he will become like The Undertaker and just show up at WrestleMania every year and wrestle a match, stunned somebody, and then but you know, let's talk about the Rock thing. So the Rock, just told you the Rock said he's not, you know, he doesn't have time, whatever. And there's still a possibility, whatever. But I guess we'll find out for sure a week from today at the Royal Rumble there in Philadelphia.
Quite honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we knew after Monday. But
oh yeah, okay, yeah. Monday is Raw is the 30th anniversary of Raw.
With the Bloodline reunion Rikishi's going to be there. Rikishi did it for The Rock, so.
He did it for The Rock.
He did it for the people.
He did it for the people. The Rock and the people. Oh, Rob will be with us soon. He's having some update issues.
Although I did like the theory that the setup will be him not appearing, which will make Reigns upset.
Oh, okay, there you go.
That would also do it.
Well, we do have, did you see the graphic last night of who's going to be at the 30th Raw? I saw the Hulk Hogan's been added. Diamond Dallas Page. Yeah, he was. I remember him back in the beginning of Raw and Diamond Dallas Page. Oh, wait a second. No, I don't. Who cares? You know, it's like, it's funny is they give you a list of people that are going to be there and there's no surprises. It's like guys that have been there anyways, you know, have every time they need a special person for an event, these are the same people they use every time.
You know. They had a very good video package for it, though. So.
Oh, okay. I know. And well, as you know, maybe JB was involved with that one too. You know,
he's been doing the Cody stuff. So.
Yeah. So that's what we found out. How'd you find that out, Danger?
It was making its way around the news sites earlier in the week that JB was the the creative force behind it. But they were filming those. We heard they were filming those when he first went under surgery, obviously.
Oh yeah.
Because they have the footage, and they were going to do this whole thing back then. And then honestly, I'm glad they told us that Cody was going to be there, so you don't have to sit there and go, well, that's a wasted surprise, because everyone knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, last night they put him into the Royal Rumble graphic, so he's definitely going to be part of the Royal Rumble. He even said it in the, you know, he's like, I'm going to come back, I'm going to win, this is my destiny. Yeah,
and they were getting guff all week about it, like, why would you give away your surprise like that? And now the thing that's coming out is that they are so happy with the other surprises they have that they, you know, everyone knew Cody was going to do it anyway, so they don't have to use it as a surprise. So I'm interested in that little output to see who they're going to have show up in it.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking. I mean, what, you
John
know,
Cena, yeah. Logan Paul,
Hulk Hogan.
There's one surprise I'd love to see. I just know it's not going to happen.
What would that be?
Big E, but I know he's not ready.
Yeah, it's a shame, too. I've been hoping for him for a long time, and when you read his updates, it's still, you know, it just takes a long time when someone drops you on your head 2 weeks before WrestleMania or whatever it was, you know? It's like...
I was going to say, wasn't it early March of last year?
It was. It was right... It was like, hey, you ruined my WrestleMania, you know? And I'm sorry, you know, I don't blame...
I mean, it could have been worse.
If he'd done it in the ring, there might have been a chance for more of a cushion than doing it outside the ring, you know. There was cushion on top, of course, the concrete, but he still, you know, there's no give there. So, I don't know. Yeah, that was, you know, who knows? You know, maybe it's a surprise. I mean, it would be great. That would be fun. It's tough that they're doing this Raw 30th right before the Royal Rumble, you know. It's like, because it's... They're going to have two shows in 1 week where they're going to have tons of surprises, or at least they should, you know? I mean, and coming out number 30, Rey Mysterio. Boo. Yeah.
I hope it's Prison Dom.
Prison Dom, yeah, with a little teardrop. he was cutting.
I don't know how it happened, but Dom has become my favorite thing on WWE TV.
Did you like Monday when they were going face-to-face with...
You last a day in jail. To the Usos, of course.
Yeah, of course. Well, the Uso Penitentiary, man, you know. So, yeah. Let's see. We got some people having some ideas. Dante says Chelsea Green and Matt Cardona could possibly. I saw that Matt Cardona tried to copyright his old name in WWE this past week. We'll see if that works out. Zack Ryder, you know, if you remember him, Ronda Rousey's not supposed to be there. She probably will be. I don't know. There's a lot. So maybe, who knows, maybe Naomi or Trinity or whatever her name is will show up in the Women's Royal Rumble. I don't know if that's a big surprise, you know. What's a big surprise, Danger? What's a big surprise to you?
So it depends which Rumble you're looking at. If you're looking at the Men's Rumble, I think you're looking at someone like The Rock.
Yeah.
Or it's got to be a bigger name.
Obviously, John Cena.
I mean, it'd be a surprise, but it wouldn't. If you're looking at the Women's Rumble, you know, there was the rumblings that Kyrie was going to be there.
Really?
And with that.
Kyrie would bring the New Japan title with her?
That was one of the rumors, is that they were going to build that up.
Wow.
That they were going to do that.
Well, she was in last year's. Wasn't she in the Women's last year's, or was she gone by then?
I think she was gone by then, but yeah. I'm not 100% sure.
I know she's been in one.
But, what would be a bigger surprise than the surprise Tony Khan couldn't bring us 2 weeks ago? If Kyrie's going to be there, you know, maybe Mercedes?
Wow, yeah.
As a one-off?
I didn't. Yeah, that would be interesting. Rob, hopefully your machine is updating quicker. I see you're in the chat room now. that would be quite a big surprise.
That would be a major surprise.
I think so.
Other than that, on the women's side, I have no idea who you could do as major surprises that wouldn't be your typical.
Well, remember, they did Mickey James last year, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, and Mickey James.
You could typical Beth Phoenix, Trish Stratus. Molly Holly.
Rennie says that Sami Zayn's going to win the Royal Rumble. Interesting. You know, Sami Zayn's kind of tied up in something that should probably put a belt on him by the end of it. Okay, I'm guessing.
Sami Zayn is, I believe, tied for second best voting or betting odds to win the Rumble. He's tied with The Rock, and Cody's number one.
Wow, and The Rock was...
I did see a great theory this week that somebody said they need to bring back the Eddie Guerrero, Brock Lesnar, Goldberg, and that would be the perfect way to do it. So Rock enters the Rumble. Reigns isn't in the Rumble, but sneaks in and eliminates The Rock. And then the next month at the pay-per-view before WrestleMania, it's Sami Zayn versus The Rock or versus Reigns with one of the titles on the line. Rock comes down, costs him the title.
Oh, I would love that. Yeah, you could do that. That sounds like a I would definitely.
Isn't the pay-per-view in between in Montreal?
I think so. Yeah, yes. Yeah. It's
that place would erupt.
Is it Money in the Bank? What is the one in Montreal?
Elimination Chamber.
Elimination Chamber. That's right. Money in the Bank this year is in England. That's or over
the O2.
Yeah, the O2. So, yeah. So yeah, I would love that. You know that in they're going to be in Quebec or in Montreal. So you're going to have to have Kevin Owens in the main event or Sami Zayn, one of them, because those guys.
I think it's going to be Sammy. They're starting to do the turn now. They're starting to make the, you know, more of a fracture. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to see how this plays out. It's going to happen within the next week and a half.
Well, you know, we mentioned that the end of SmackDown last night ended with Roman Reigns was in the chair waiting to do the signing with Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens sneak attacked everybody and, I mean, stunned everybody, then beat up Reigns, put him through the table with his finisher. And there was no Sami Zayn to be seen anywhere. So
well, that's because Sammy was sent off to take care of the travel arrangements for everybody by Reigns.
That's right. So what's going to happen? I guess Monday is Sammy's going to get the blame for everything. I'm guessing, you know. And we could see this building up. It's building up. It's building up. And it's like,
which one of the old Samoans is going to get in his face? Is it going to be Alpha? Is it going to be Going to be Sika? Is it going to be Samu?
By the way, did you like when Reigns like dressed him down early on the show last night too, where he got mad at him because he complained that he was winning the match and the guys interfered and then Reigns is like just went nuts on him, told him he was out of the family, and then he moped off, and then Heyman came up to his shoulder and told him that maybe it'd be better to have him on our side than not on our side as we're going into this, and then he didn't apologize, but he came out and talked to told him he was a hothead, and I don't know. It's like it's very mafiosa. It's like I don't know how long this is going to drag out. I've loved the past year of the Bloodline, and I think I just hope it. It's taking forever to build up something, but I think that this might be the alternative to The Rock. Having maybe doing a Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns main event at WrestleMania. It could be. I think we've gotten to that point. It could happen. Some people would say, well, it's like a secondary thing. We're waiting for the slingshot to come back, because it's going to come back, and then Sami Zayn's going to be so over. He'll be like the number one product in the company for like the next 8 months. Maybe give Roman Reigns some time off because he's been, he's been doing this for, I don't know, as long as he's held those titles, 700 some odd days. So, yeah, we'll see.
Would that be the most impressive year-over-year jump in a WrestleMania card? Sami Zayn goes from fighting Johnny Knoxville to fighting Roman Reigns for the world title.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think so. I think that would, and plus...
It depends. What did Kofi do before his...
Well, it makes you think. We always used to complain that we didn't think they really did any sort of long-term booking. And, this would be like a perfect long-term storyline that would, that would pay off eventually, no major aspects of the storyline have been injured or anything to the point where they can't make this happen. No blown knees or anything where it's like, oh, we're just going to have to hold off another 6 months on this. So I think they should do, while it's hot, go for it,
See, but I'm so jaded. I can't give them that credit. That makes me think at the beginning of all this, when Sammy first joined, that this was their ultimate goal.
Oh no, I can't believe it either. I think they didn't have an ultimate goal when they first started.
I think they don't have anything for Sammy to do, so let's just throw him in the Bloodline and see what happens.
Yeah. I don't know.
There's also been a change of creative direction since there was a change of creative direction. I think it's been more highlighted and spotlighted, and I think a lot of things have worked out a lot better since said change of creative direction. that happened very abruptly in August.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it kind of naturally came together, don't you think, when they started pairing them up? This thing just kind of happened, you know? You know, I mean, and still, that, you know, the only reason the Bloodline gets any cheers is because Sami Zayn's with them, you know? And even though Roman Reigns comes out and tries to put off the crowd every time he's out there, and it, but Sami Zayn brings the cheers. So.
I think Roman was getting some, and then Sami just took it to a new level. I don't think anybody likes the Usos, and I think Solo Sikoa is going to become the star out of anybody in this whole group right now. So they are playing with him in such a way that he is going to be doing so well. They're protecting him in everything he does.
Oh, well, you got to. He's brand new, you know? I mean, you know, obviously he's only maybe been.
When have you seen that in WWE in the past 10 years, though?
You don't. You're right. You don't. No, I mean, Braun Strowman, maybe. Maybe. I mean, Braun Strowman really wasn't a good wrestler. Still, probably.
He still isn't.
Yeah, probably still not a good wrestler. But, I mean, he was protected in a group for a long time. You know, it's just a thought. But, this is a big week in the world of WWE because this is setting up WrestleMania. We will know a week from tomorrow, you know, what is, you know, who won the Rumble and what's going to happen at WrestleMania. And they're going to be doing the old point up at the sign thing. You know, I mean, they'll be hanging from the rafters.
Hopefully the sign doesn't catch fire this year.
Yeah.
I'm going the opposite. I hope it catches more fire.
No, you don't. No, listen, we love Philadelphia. We don't want anybody.
It's not Philadelphia. It's San Antonio.
San Antonio. We were in Philadelphia last week. Yeah, that was, that's where they were. Yeah, that's what I mean. San Antonio. That's Shawn Michaels' home. You know, I mean, obviously.
Can we get Hulk Hogan to appear? Call the Alamo Dome the Superdome?
You know what? Would you be surprised to see Shawn Michaels in a Royal Rumble? You know, I mean, it's his home.
I don't want to see Shawn Michaels in the Royal Rumble.
No. But, yeah.
I don't either. And then I don't want to see him cut promos afterwards because it gets a little weird. Can't tell if he's looking at the camera or someone off screen.
Stop it.
Actually, the thing that weirds me out with Michaels now is the lack of hair.
Yes.
Well, he wears hats. He puts hats and things on. So, you know.
There's a reason why.
Yeah. I mean, you know, John Cena's going to have to do it soon, obviously. You know, after we saw him.
He can just grow his hair out and put it like man bun over top of it.
Just push it over the bald spot, you know.
Because he's going for a role as Friar Tuck.
Friar Tuck. He will be the muscular Friar Tuck in the next Transformers movie. Okay.
I would like to see that script.
He comes with a bow stick. And now I like that. George says 2 weeks in a penitentiary hardened him. Good old Dom. You know, I like how that now they're kind of like, you know, it's interesting when you have the main event, of course, you know, WrestleMania is coming up and they got to do Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns this weekend or next weekend. They have to do that. But Roman Reigns obviously has bigger fish to fry when it comes to WrestleMania, much like the Usos, you know, they've got them wrestling on Monday night, you know, and then they have them in, you know, and then they got to wrestle the winner of this tournament they're doing on Friday night, which
interesting that they're doing this as Raw tag titles and SmackDown tag titles. They're not unified anymore. They're wrestling for each on each show.
So. Yeah. So I could see them definitely dropping one in the next couple of weeks, if not both. But, you know, they right now, last night, if you watched SmackDown, you got to see a bunch of tag team matches because they started the tournament. That pretty much what dominated the show was tag team matches. I don't like seeing the Viking Raiders lose the first time they come out, you know, unfortunately. You know, I don't know.
That was set in stone with who they were fighting, though.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just not a big fan of, like, you know, you build these guys up, and then the first time they are wrestling on TV, they lose, you know, to a good team. I don't know. It looks like they're just pushing.
Sounds like Vince McMahon might be back in charge of creative.
You know what? I'm scared of that, and there's a lot of people are. Did you see, by the way, Dax Harwood's, some of the quotes from his podcast this past week about the insult that he got from Vince McMahon after they had won the tag titles on SmackDown? It was like, you know, he said, "You're good wrestlers." That's what he said. And that's all he said to him. But they took that as an insult, you know, and it's like,
well, for Vince, that is an insult.
Yeah, but
he didn't have wrestlers. He had superstars.
Yeah, well, but that's, you know, it's like, and the thing about it is that may change some folks' minds that he's now back involved in this company. How long before he's back there at the gorilla position? You know, I mean, and everyone says it's not if, it's when, because I mean, when you own the company, even though it's a stock driven industry now, or company, he still has the majority. He can do what he wants. It's still like he owns a company.
We'll see what these lawsuits do, because I know there's multiple lawsuits out there, and he just settled a big one.
Yeah,
another multi-million dollar settlement to someone over
Rita Chatterton. Yeah, I thought he had paid her off already once, you know.
I don't believe he had. I think this is
Rita Chatterton.
I think her hard efforts for the last 30 years have paid off in multi-million dollars.
Yeah, it's like $11 million she was asking for. And so, yeah, and that was part of the news today, too, is that he settled. So, I mean, but, you know, it's like, but did you see those quotes from Dax Harwood on the podcast?
I have not seen those.
Yeah, he was just talking about how, you know, now that the FTR is not going to be on AEW for like the last 3 months of their contract. Now he's got to think again about what he wants to do, because he doesn't want to go back to a guy who insulted him. You know, he doesn't, you know, he has hard feelings over what Vince said to him, which I love it when these guys come out with a real story, you know, realize how much it could really damage you if he does come back in charge, you know, and say you're somehow signed a contract to that company. You know, like there's a lot of people who came back because he was gone, and now he's back. You know, he let go a lot of people. He let go of Braun Strowman. He let go a lot of people, you know. I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting. I'm still up in the air about what the heck happened to Andrade, too. It's like I'm just not – have no idea where that guy's going.
He posted something about being free the other – like a week ago or something, and who knows what's going on with him.
I know he got married, but, you know, no one takes 6 months off when they get married, do they? You know?
Oh, he's been on TV since he's been married.
Yeah, I was going to say. And you know,
then he got suspended.
Yeah. He got in a fight.
Slapping Sammy.
He got in a fight with Sammy because Sammy was talking stuff on the social medias.
Then he told Tony Khan specifically he wouldn't hit Sammy, and then he walked up and slapped Sammy.
Yeah. I won't hit Sammy. Well, wait a second. Yes, I will. Oh, maybe there's a language issue, you know? I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know what's going on with that guy. So, but it was, you know, there's a lot of people that, you know, now are a little bit nervous now that went back to WWE because Vince McMahon did his power play. Now he's back to the chairman of the company. He's back in charge. And but as Triple H said, I talked about it last week. Triple H said a week ago on Monday, he is not involved in creative. I'm not saying he's not going to be, but he is not right now. And it's like, you know, I wonder if Vince has any, you know, if any of the things that were done after he left, you know, burned him a little bit, you know, because all the people that he cut that Triple H brought back, you know, does he feel burned?
I think he was more burned by the fact that the board unanimously told him to stay away.
Yeah. And well, then his daughter quit, you know, 2 days after he forced himself back into the company. You know, obviously, and then people were saying that they couldn't work together. That's the whole problem they had. It's like, well, she was there for 20 years or more than that, you know, in creative, you know. So it's like, it's something, you know, who knows? I mean, it's her dad and her mom, and her dad was, you know, and now she's finding out her dad, you know, paid off a lot of people he was sleeping with in the company. And, you know, he doesn't need stockholders' proof. I heard at one time he was talking about going private again, you know, and just paying everyone off. He could do that. I'm sure he's got the money, but it's just a big question.
He has the value. I don't know if he has the cash.
Yeah, maybe to sell, you know, that's a good question. That's good, you know, I mean, it takes a lot of money to do something like that. So let's move on to something else. So what did you think of Darby Allin and Kushida wrestling this past week on Wednesday Dynamite? I thought it was a great match, to be honest with you. I don't like seeing Kushida lose every time he comes out. But, you know, it was the Marty McFly Kushida again, you know, doing all his Back to the Future finishers and everything. And but it's the first time he's been wrestled for AEW, I think. I know he's been on TV once or before then, but I don't think he wrestled. I know this is like the first, they said it was the first time.
No, he was doing Impact stuff, wasn't he?
Oh, was it? Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. It was Impact. Yeah, yeah. I confused because it's like, they back then they were still kind of like letting few people go over between the two companies. So, but yeah, no, he was, it was nice to see him last night. I mean, obviously he can still wrestle and it's like, and you know, maybe he's, you know, visiting or, you know, I don't know, but it was a good match. I enjoyed, you know, I kind of get a little bit sad whenever they bring someone in just to lose. And it's like, that's why when I saw Kushida, it's like, he's obviously not going to beat Darby Allin. It's like, and Sting came out and, you know, congratulated him after the match. And then Darby Allin kind of congratulated Kushida after the match because Kushida is still a pretty good wrestler, man. I would love to see him in AEW. I think he got wasted in NXT, you know, and it's like they tried to change things he probably didn't want to change, and that's probably why he wasn't there that long, you know. You know, but I don't know. What do you think, Danger? Did you see nice seeing Kushida on TV again?
Oh, yeah, it's nice seeing him on TV. I can understand why he'd be frustrated in NXT. I can understand why NXT had to do what they did. You can't run someone running a Marty McFly gimmick out on TV and not expect the movie company to come after you for some money.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But it was not bad. I mean, him in NXT, we didn't see him tag with Alex Shelley though for once.
True. It was, you know, and yeah, I think, you know, yeah, it's just good to see him and hopefully, you know, he'll be around in a while.
And he is a very, very good wrestler. So
yes. You know, DC, you get to see that at all?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I'm kind of on the same page as you. Yeah. Like, I love seeing all these surprise guys they bring in. I hate that they always are brought in to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's a shame because it's like there's a lot of guys in that company who wish they just would use them to lose, you know, that are backstage, you know. I mean, I don't want to see Brian Cage lose to Darby Allin again because just the size differential is just terrible, you know.
Not only that, like, okay, I love that they brought in Bandito. I'd like to see him pick up some wins. You know he's not going to get the win against Bryan Danielson.
No, that once again, yeah.
I'd love to see Kushida some more, get him some wins. You knew he wasn't going to win when he goes up against Darby for the title.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay to bring in some of these guys and have them win. It's okay.
Yeah, you just don't want him to take the belt or nothing. But, you know, I definitely, but like you mentioned Bryan Danielson, it's like what they've been doing with him. He's been, you know, the wrestling high point of the show every week for like the last couple of weeks. I know it's just to get to the point of MJF. It's stupid MJF, jump through hoops until we have a match and then I'll beat you type of thing. But
he's got, well, at least this time he's not naming the opponents.
No, And he's got Brian Cage this week coming up too, so that ought to be interesting. Bryan Danielson versus Brian Cage. Cage got a win last night on Rampage, which was. And to me, a little bit of a shocker because all we ever see him do is lose, you know. But they,
They brought in somebody else that you don't see often, so they could lose.
No, that's true. And what is the belt that Cage has? Is it the Trios, the Ring of Honor Trios?
Yeah,
that's because he had a belt on. I just couldn't see what was on it. I remember he was, they had taken that off of our friend Dalton Castle
and the boys.
Yep. Yeah, and the boys in the last pay per view. So, that was that was nice to see Brian Cage win for once. It's like every time I see him, I expect it's going to be a loss and it's going to be against an inferior competition most of the time, but someone who's like half the size, you know.
Apparently his weakness is cruiserweights.
That's it. So, Danger, thoughts on the Firefly Funhouse last night? We're building
unnecessary.
We're building up this pitch black match, which nobody has an idea what it's about, but I guess I hear there's going to be neon ropes or something in it and neon, everything's going to be neon and the lights are going to be out. So it's like, you know, that's always the dumbest thing in wrestling on TV is to put something that's in the dark on TV. Cause you're not going to be able to see it, you know?
I think they learned their lessons last time and there won't be zombies. So.
Oh, yeah. So, but last night we had
WWE at risk of ruining this if this match falls completely flat.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's, I think
from what's going around, the top stars don't want to work with Bray anyway. So, where are you really going to go after this, regardless?
Well, Alexa Bliss has something that's going on with Bray. We had Uncle Howdy show up on Monday Night Raw. And Alexa Bliss is kind of like when Uncle Howdy showed up, Alexa Bliss kind of had that switch go in her head where she turned evil again, you know, or I mean, she was evil already, but she was like nice to Bianca Belair when they were talking. But as soon as Uncle Howdy was there, it was like, bing, you know, and she like went evil. So
there's only one good part about the Firefly Funhouse, and that was Bray saying, what kind of idiot names their kid Los Angeles Night?
Yeah, that.
Yes.
Don't you like when all the dust was coming off the puppets and stuff?
I don't really know why, as a handyman fixing the door, he had to have his crack showing with his symbol over the top of it.
The butterfly symbol over the crack?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell that was. I'm like,
what? Like, he's not doing plumbing. I don't know why this has to be a thing.
I think that they're...
Again, that feels like a Vince McMahon creative thing.
Me too. That's what I was thinking. It's like, oh, that's something Vince is laughing at. Oh, maybe he'll
have his butt crack hanging out.
Maybe he'll fart or something, you know? you're right. It was completely unnecessary. It was at the post of the match between LA Knight and somebody else. I don't know who it was. Somebody who was meant to lose.
Local jobber.
Yeah, he was like JC something.
Enhancement talent.
Yeah, enhancement talent. So, you know, but, yeah, you know, I was like, you know, yeah, the song started playing, kids love it, woohoo, and they're all shaking the dust off and everything, and it's like, I don't know if we need to go back there. It's kind of, you know.
Abby the Witch swore. She dropped an F-bomb.
She did. I was going to say, yeah, is that who she, what's her name, Abby the Witch?
Yeah.
Okay, so as I know, I sometimes tune them out when they come on because it's like because I can't understand the mouse thing because it's like warped, you know.
It's a rabbit.
Whatever this
rambling rabbit.
Yeah, whatever the rabbit is saying, it's not, I can't understand every word he says.
Huskus pig, yes. Mercy the buzzard,
and Huskus pig had a big thing of chocolate in his mouth, and yeah, that was. I think that he was trying to get away from this, wasn't he? You know, it's like, you know, this is the. I thought we were going in a new direction with Bray Wyatt when he came back, you know, apparently not. I don't know. I don't know where that's going. I know that the Pitch Black match was paid for by Mountain Dew before they even knew what it was. But if they mention it like a 45 times in the hour, they probably get their money's worth, you know? And it's like, yes, it's a new product. And eventually, I will just
say this. We all watched football last weekend. How many times you see that damn Whopper commercial?
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
Repetitiveness works.
Eh, you're right. You're right. And it's like, and I mean, listen, it's like sponsoring a match. So they, and so we're going to make it up before it happens. We'll see what happens. You know, I don't know. Whopper. Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of bad. And by the way, I think Gronk, he can get the AAA, coverage if he marries somebody. If he marries somebody who has it, then you get the health insurance, you know, Gronk.
Why would he want to settle down?
I don't know. Well, Gronk, you know, there's, you see all the stories.
He'll only do it if his monthly premiums are $69.
There you go. And he can do it on one hand. He can stand on one hand to sign the deal. But, and, you know, he's a Buffalo Bills fan, so I'm not going to diss him too much. But, you know, he said he wanted to play for him this year, which
he says he's a fan, but all I remember is him clubbing a player in the back of the head after an interception.
Oh, he dropped an elbow on his head.
What? Mad Dog's in the chat room and says, I'm starting to sound like an old guy. I am an old guy. You know, I don't, what I say, what was I making fun of? I don't know. Something. Oh, I'm hating.
I don't know. I feel like this is the first episode we've had in a while where you haven't dropped an entirely out of our age range reference.
Oh yeah, I know. There we go. I know Mountain Dew. So, yes. Yeah, but yeah, you know, I like the LA Knight thing too. I don't know. We don't need to go back to the fun house. We need to continue on. I like, but I mean, like I meant, it did allow me to bring up the Alexa Bliss, you know, having Uncle Howdy show up in the background. So it looks like we're spanning shows now here with what's going on with.
Well, apparently his magic door comes out through the stands now as well.
Yeah, well, wherever we can put it, where the ring can see it from the ring, you know. Yeah, the magic door that actually looks like the girl puppet with the veil over her head when you look at the first image you see from the light coming through it. So. I think it's a more of a surprise for something more to come in the future, but you know what? I try not to read too much into it. Cause this is not wrestling. This is like written storyline stuff that they think people are interested in. Maybe they are. I don't know. I just don't think we need to go back. Don't need to go back in time and go to the, go back to the time of the Firefly Funhouse when everyone loved it and every, you know, and it just, and then they destroyed it with Alexa Bliss, pretty much, at WrestleMania that year, you know. We're going to probably get out of here a little early today, Danger, because Danger's going to run, but we're going to go through some news before we do that. So Danger, if you got to fly while we're doing this, be my guest, but, I'm going to run through my.
You got 7 minutes of me left.
Okay, 7 minutes with you left. So we, this Monday night on Raw.
Seven minutes of heaven with Danger.
We've got, yeah, we know we got Triple X on Monday Night Raw this week. We got Triple, oh, I'm sorry, it's Raw's 30th. I thought that it was going to be like, you know, hardcore porn.
Not proving they don't know what an anniversary is.
So we got a lineup of matches. Yeah, I won't mention George Hackenschmidt. Mad Dog. This is the matches that are lined up for Raw's 30th. We got Austin Theory versus Bobby Lashley for the U.S. Championship. We got Jimmy and Jey Uso versus Dominic Mysterio and Damian Priest for the Raw Tag Team titles. Becky Lynch versus Bayley in a cage match. The Bloodlines acknowledgement ceremony. Thank you for putting these ceremonies on TV. And the following legends are advertised: Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Kurt Angle, Nikki Bella, Bria Bella, and I think legend is kind of used loosely when we mention the Bellas. Teddy Long, Jerry Lawler, X-Pac, Ron Simmons, Road Dogg. Hulk Hogan's not in my list, but Hulk Hogan's in the video. Diamond Dallas Page. Or he's, you know, so we got, it's going to be like a.
They had Money Inc. as well.
Oh, that's Money Inc. There we go. We got a lot of people showing up, so you definitely don't want to miss that. Monday night, it's going to be full of like flashbacks, I'm guessing, because they were doing flashbacks to the opening and stuff last night in the package.
Including a lot of people who no longer work for that company who are very prominent elsewhere.
You are correct. You are correct. So that's going on Monday. You definitely want to check it out. But I want to let you know that the 30th anniversary of Raw was actually January 11th. So if they really wanted to do it on the actual date, it would have happened already. But they had football going up against them, and they didn't want to do that when football was going against them. So they couldn't.
They got smacked by football this week, too.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, football was, I mean, it is watching a Cowboys-Tampa Bay game actually beat them. But it was, you know, I mean, probably would. It's playoffs, but nobody wanted Monday night playoff football. So this week on AEW Dynamite, we got Jungle Hook, which is Jungle Boy and Hook, versus Ethan Page and Matt Hardy, which kind of happened. After Matt Hardy would, what did he do? He wouldn't pull the ponytail. I can't remember. It was something to do with him.
He cost Paige the match.
He did. He did. And so now they're tagging up, and which will probably, you know, create a war between Ethan Page and Matt Hardy. We got Danielson versus Brian Cage, which I mentioned. This is probably, this is the last match he's got to do before he takes on MJF. I can't remember what we're building up to. No,
he's got a couple more weeks left.
Okay, yep. So we get Brian Cage and Brian Danielson.
I was going to say, Revolution isn't until March 5th or 6th. So.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I think they said through February, the first week of February, he's got to win all his matches.
Crazy, man. SmackDown on Fox last night, if you watched it, we had the first round matches of the tournament to determine the new number one contenders for the SmackDown titles. You saw Sheamus and Drew McIntyre defeat the Viking Raiders, while Hit Row's Top Dolla, who's like getting smaller and smaller every time I see him, and Ashante Adonis defeated Angel and Umbronto of the Los Lotharos. Imperium's Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci defeated Ridge Holland and Butch of the Brawling Brutes, and Legado del Fantasma's Cruz del Torre and Joaquin Wilde defeated Mace and Mansoor. I didn't even think they were around anymore.
I'm glad they found Mace.
Yeah, Mansoir of the Maximum Male Models. You know, the best thing about them is they never really are going to ever get a chance to do their bit like they do, where they're posing in the middle of the holds and stuff, so that whenever the camera goes to them, they would be posing like models and stuff. I think it's hilarious, but it never, I don't think it's ever going to get to the point where they're going to get a chance to do it that often. So next Friday, we've got Sheamus and McIntyre versus Hit Row and Imperium versus Legado del Fantasma. And then we'll have the final two, which they suspect will be on February 3rd, SmackDown. And the winner of that gets to take on the Usos for the Blue Brand title at a later date. Because the Usos are wrestling Monday night, like I said, against Dominic and Damian Priest. Former WWE wrestler Chris Nowinski publicly criticized Dana White and TBS over the danger of the Power Slap Road to the Title television series that premiered on last Wednesday. Nowinski, the founder of the Concussion Legacy Foundation and former WWE wrestler, took issue with a concussion sign that one of the contestants exhibited. What's next? Who can survive a stabbing? Nowinski questioned on Twitter. That was the quietest debut ever for a show that they've been pushing. And then of course, Dana White slaps his wife on New Year's Eve, and then it got quiet all of a sudden. Still had the debut show. I immediately turned it because I didn't want to give him my ratings points. We talked about it briefly. Then DC says, yes, it works perfect with wrestling. But I hope it dies a fast death.
Dana White is the only man who made out because Damar Hamlin went into cardiac arrest on national TV. Because if it wasn't for that, Dana White's thing would have been a lot bigger news story.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Slapping his wife.
But don't worry. He suffered enough by having to live with it. So he doesn't have to suspend himself.
That's lame. That is a lame excuse. You know, it's like when you suspend people for, abuse of a wife or, anything, children, anything, that should never be accepted ever. And we saw it clear as day. He did it. And he's suspended people in the past for it from UFC. He's stripped them of titles. So, he is the Vince McMahon of slap fight and UFC now. Do what I say, not what I do. Thank you, Dana White. You know, you're more than welcome to come join us some Saturday morning to talk about it, Dana. But it's like, he knows he screwed up. He knows it could have been a lot worse, you know? I know he knows.
It should have been a lot worse.
Yeah, so Devon Hughes announced via Twitter that he's leaving WWE. He's been working as an NXT trainer, also worked as a producer for the company. He labeled it a mutual decision and thanked Vince McMahon, Paul Levesque, and Stephanie McMahon. And he's still got two kids who are working dark AEW dark shows, that are wrestling. Remember, he had those two kids, the two team that he brought to Impact Wrestling. Remember that? Maybe it was that a while ago.
All right, boys, I am out.
See you, Danger. We'll see you next week.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
Yep. Have a good
Danger.
Go Buffalo. See you later. AEW star Sean Spears and former WWE Impact star Cassie Lee announced the birth of their child. The duo took to Twitter and shared a photo showing the hands of their son, Austin J. Austin was born on January 17th. Congratulations to Cassie Lee, Sean Spears. Sean Spears still a part of AEW. So kudos to them. I did have this piece. We talked about it earlier in the show. If you weren't here earlier in the show, Warner Media reportedly prevented AEW from holding any kind of significant tribute for Ring of Honor Hall of Famer Jay Briscoe on the Dynamite show this past week. Dynamite opened with a graphic in memory of Briscoe, who passed away at the age of 38 on Tuesday following a car accident. There was also a mention by Excalibur at the end of the show, and several wrestlers remembered Briscoe with armbands and in-ring tributes. This was not any kind of significant tribute to Briscoe on Dynamite because Warner Media did not allow them to do one. It was previously reported how Warner Media didn't want Briscoe on AEW TV due to past comments he made when he apologized for multiple times. AEW president and Ring of Honor owner. He was a bad guy when he did it too, folks. Okay. He was trying to get heel heat. Maybe it was a mistake that way. Okay. But AEW president and Ring of Honor owner Tony Khan ended up signing the Briscoes to Ring of Honor, and they are current Ring of Honor World Tag Team Champions, but he was unable to get them on AEW TV. Many people were expecting something like the Brody Lee celebration of life at this past week's Dynamite. But that obviously did not happen. As noted, AEW Ring of Honor did tape the Jay Briscoe Celebration of Life show at the Save Mart Center in Fresno after AEW Rampage tapings. It will air for free via Honor Club and digital platforms at a later date, so keep a lookout for that. We did mention got a couple more things. WWE is reportedly working on the plans for the inaugural Pitch Black at the Royal Rumble. We just talked about that a minute ago, featuring LA Knight. Who names their kid LA Knight? Los Angeles Knight.
Los Angeles Knight.
Yeah, versus Bray Wyatt. The match is presented by Mountain Dew and their pitch black flavor. The only thing we know about the pitch black match is that there will be no rules and anything goes. The only way to win will be by pinfall or submission. There are neon elements to the match. WWE's been doing some run-throughs for the unique bout as well. It's interesting to note that WWE is teasing an appearance by Uncle Howdy in the Mountain Dew pitch black match as the official match preview asks, what will happen when Wyatt and Knight go head-to-head in a pitch black match? Will Uncle Howdy play a role in the match? Question mark. WWE will be hosting a post-show press conference at the Royal Rumble, excuse me, which will be sponsored by Mountain Dew's Pitch Black. Is CM Punk set to come out and do the press conference? I hope not. I think we've only got one more piece of news, and I'll go over the Royal Rumble updated match list in a second here. But Cody Rhodes was reportedly not medically cleared to return to the ring as of earlier this week. WWE announced during Monday Night Raw that Rhodes will be returning in the 30-man Royal Rumble on January 28th, a week from today, in San Antonio, Texas. Rhodes was not medically cleared as of when WWE announced his return. But the fact that he was announced indicated that it's just a formality. Yes, he's been working out in the in their training facility down there in Florida, and he's expected to be cleared soon. Rhodes has been working out at the Performance Center, preparing for his ring return. Rhodes has been training with WWE NXT superstars Joe Gacy and Carmelo Hayes, and is said to be ready for his comeback. So, Raquel Rodriguez wins the Rumble? That'd be interesting. The men's Rumble or the women's Rumble? Okay, the following matches are advertised for the WWE Royal Rumble that will be held 1 week from today. We got, the men's and women's Royal Rumble. So far in the men's, we got Cody Rhodes, Kofi Kingston, Ricochet, Bobby Lashley, Seth Rollins, Austin Theory, Baron Corbin, Santos Escobar, Rey Mysterio, Drew McIntyre, Sheamus, Omos, Braun Strowman, Gunther, Karrion Kross, and 15 others to be announced. Women's Rumble match so far. Entrants are Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Raquel Rodriguez, Shayna Baszler, Zelina Vega, and 24 to be named. Roman Reigns is going to be taking on Kevin Owens in the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. And if you watched SmackDown last night, you saw Kevin Owens clear the ring of the Bloodline. Oh, danger left, and we didn't get to our we didn't get the chance to do our panties thing. We'll still continue on. Bianca Belair is taking on Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's Championship, and Bray Wyatt versus LA Knight in a pitch black match. And that's all the news I've got for today. Do we want to go through just you and I, or do we want to wait till everyone's available?
I mean, that's your choice, Cash.
Yeah, because it'd only be two of us then, and then we'd have to put the votes.
I wrote down my list.
I've got my list too, so it's like. Well, let's wait another week, and then we'll wait next week, get everyone back here, get our list and everything. And if you guys want to put it, go to our Facebook page, and we have we put up the categories. You can put your vote in there too, and then next week we'll talk about why we picked what. I got my list here. You got your list. Danger's probably got a list, and I'm sure the Artis has got a list. And we will go through it, and we'll put up the voting after that. And then I guess the week after the Royal Rumble, we will announce our panties. Still in the month of, no, not in the month of January. Oh my gosh, I feel bad. Okay, well, it's okay. February will work. I think
next week will be the month of January.
Oh yeah, next week. Yeah, but we're not going to have finals yet, are we? Because we're going to have to vote. We're going to have to.
No, I thought we were just going to turn it into a debate and then announce.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Let's do that. So we'll do that next week. It'll be a little bit longer show, but we're going to get our panties. And you can see the categories, like I said, on our Facebook page. And you can vote as well. Put in your list. I want to see what people have to think. I've seen a couple so far, and Jay-Z has put one in, as well as Matt. My friend Matt just put one in. We'll see who else will vote. But DC, we're going to get out of here, I think. Time to have a Saturday. I'm going to go to a winter carnival in Irondequoit. We have maybe a quarter inch of snow last night. Okay. So that's all the snow we got, cause it's been too warm here lately. But yeah, so we'll be join us next week, the weekend of the Royal Rumble. I'll still say it's my favorite WWE event. I can't say pay-per-view. I can say lightweight.
And not just because we gamble on it.
not just because we gamble on, because it also leads us on, you know, where we're going for WrestleMania. So DC, I want to thank you. Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody who is in the chat room. Thank you for being here. And we appreciate everybody, Ronnie, all you guys, Kevin, couldn't do it without you guys. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.